USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes are still being counted in the presidential election, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News there will be a peaceful transition of power should President Trump lose.
We'll have a smooth transition, and we'll see what the people ultimately decided when all the votes have been cast. We have a process breath. The Constitution lays out how electors vote, but it's a very detailed process laid out. We need to comply with all of that, and then I am very confident that we will have a good transition, that we will make sure that whoever is in office on noon on January 20th has all the tools readily available so we don't skip a beat.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is advocating for more coronavirus testing to be done on people that don't have symptoms. Fauci telling MSNBC more needs to be known about the asymptomatic spread of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump won the state of North Carolina in the 2020 election, according to a new projection. Decision Desk making the projection on Tuesday that President Trump has won the state and its 15 electoral votes. Tom Tillis also being declared the winner in the Senate race. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe wrapped up his testimony on Tuesday before a Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee. Regarding the origins of the Russia investigation, take a listen to a little bit of the exchange between South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and McCabe.
How do you explain to the American people that when the FBI received a memo from the CIA alleging that Hillary Clinton had signed off on a plan concerning U.S. Presidential Donald Trump and Russia hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from our use of a private mail service, that you did nothing?
I can't explain to you, Senator, what Peter Strzok or Director Comey thought about that memo at that time.
Should you have been noted?
But what I can say, Senator,
wait a minute,
please.
Peruvian lawmakers are voting to remove their president from office.
Peru's president, Martin Vizcarra, has been ousted after the South American nation's Congress voted to impeach him. It was the second impeachment vote Vizcarra had faced in recent months on allegations of accepting bribes for government contracts. A vote on the same charges failed in September, but an overwhelming majority voted Monday to impeach the president. Vizcarra announced he would accept the vote and immediately leave the presidential palace. The Speaker of Peru's Congress will assume the presidency until the end of Vizcarra's term in July 2021. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.